This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Election Commission of India will launch the second round of its special intensive revision exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crores. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. A report.
The SIR will begin with the enumeration stage today and continue until December 4. Draft electoral rolls will be published on December 9, followed by the final publication on February 7, 2026. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end this evening. The campaigning will end at 5 p.m. in 121 assembly constituencies spread over 18 districts. Voting for this phase will be held on 6th of November under tight security. Star campaigners and senior leaders of the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties in the fray will make their last-ditch effort today to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
On the last day of campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections, BJP National President JP Nadda will address election rallies in Bhojpur and Gaya ji today, and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address separate public meetings in Vaisali, Patna, Saharsa and Munger districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in support of NDA candidates in Darbhanga, East Champaran and West Champaran districts. From the Mahagathbandhan, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Gaya ji and Aurangabad. The Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address 17 election meetings in different constituencies across Samastipur, Begusarai, Saharsa, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur and Vaisali districts. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav will address a public meeting in Gaya ji in support of Mahagathbandhan nominees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kanchi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kanchi Dham temple management said that due to the president's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. President Murmu will also attend the 20th convocation ceremony of Kumaon University in Nainital today. She arrived in Nainital yesterday, the second day of her three-day visit to Uttarakhand. Romania has expressed its readiness to create a pathway to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. Romania expressed its desire to employ skilled Indian professionals during a meeting between Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, and Romania's Minister of Labour, Family, Youth and Social Solidarity, Pietro Florin Manole, in Bucharest. Both sides took note of Romania's annual requirement for approximately 1 lakh non-EU workers. Grandmasters Narayanan SL and Deepthayan Ghosh won both their rapid games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Arunyak Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of the round one tie break in Panaji yesterday. Six Indians had already booked their second round spots on Sunday and will join eight others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among the top 50 ranked players in the competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.